I'm so glad that you want to learn the Word of God. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be your teacher in this teaching. And He will guide you, lead you. He will shine His light from heaven upon your spiritual eyes and into your heart. And I believe that you will practice what you learn, and you shall experience the power, the goodness, and the grace of the Lord. I would like to start by praying with you right now. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you love us, you care for us, and you have the best plan, the plan of future and hope for our life, Lord. We believe, Lord, the truth of God recorded in the Bible will become true to us, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I would like to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. From this scripture, we can see here that God's idea is that our life get bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter as time go by. Our life will be more influential, having more opportunity and more resources. But you may feel stuck right now. You haven't seen this happen yet. I would like to encourage you. At the right time, a new day will come. And that is God's timing. It's not your timing. You need to be patient. You need to keep walking in hope, in love, in obedience, and honoring God. I believe that great things are about to turn in your favor. If you get your hopes up, stand in faith, keep trusting the Lord, keep walking in obedience to His Word and His Spirit. Always have the expectation of God's goodness. You are going to come into the bigger life, to a new level of your destiny, and to the brighter part of your life. God wants to bless you. I teach this lesson from my own experience. As time goes by, God gave me more and more influence, more light of the truth of God, more understanding, more anointing, more wisdom. God is a God of the increase, of the multiplication. You can expect the Word of God to be fulfilled in your life. But keep walking with God in obedience and in trust every day. Don't give up. John chapter 8, verse 36, the Bible says, "If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." The Bible says that God wants to set you free from the past bondage, from the past poverty, from the bad things in your life, and He wants to get you to the new level of liberty, to the new level of blessing. Our God is a God who loves to set the people free. He set the Israelites free from the slavery in Egypt, and He led them into the promised land. Our God is that kind of God, the God who takes His people to the better place. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." God wants to bless you so that you can be the blessing to the world. God wants to shine His light on you, and the light will follow you. The light of heaven will be on you, in you, everywhere you go. And when you show up in your office, the light of God will really bring the good things into your office or in your company. And everywhere you go, you can be the blessing there. He wants to use you to be the light of the world. Therefore, get ready and let God change you, transform you, build you up so that you will become more like Jesus Christ. You are set free from bad habits, from sinful nature, or from bondages, so that you can become like Jesus Christ, and you're going to be brighter and brighter every day, every month. You have more glory. Your life will be more influential to other people. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, "So that no one can criticize you, live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights into a world full of crooked and perverse people." Again, the Bible talks about we are like the light of the world. The Bible says that we are children of God, shining like bright lights into the world. This world is dark, full of sinners, full of curses, sickness and disease. I believe God wants to build you up, lift you up, and give you more power, more wisdom, more favor, more influence. I notice in the Bible, God did that to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, to Joshua, to Esther, to Ruth. God used His people in different generations to be the light of the world. But your life will not stay the same. Your life will not be a dim light, but it will be very bright to help people in the world. Everywhere you go, people will see God in you and through you. And people will get saved. People want to repent and believe in the good news, and they shall experience the goodness of the Lord. The Lord will use you to be His testimony, His witness to the dark world. And when you show up, people get healed from sickness and disease. Demons have to leave. Curses have to go away because you bring the anointing, the light of God with you everywhere. And as years go by, you're going to be more anointed, more wise, more influential to people around you. I believe God would want to use you that way. Don't think that you're going to be stuck to the poverty, to the failure, or to the same level of anointing. You keep sowing the seed of your love, sowing the seed of wisdom. You keep serving the Lord faithfully, and God's going to give you more and more, and you can be more blessing to other people. I believe in God's promotion. I believe that God wants to lift all of us higher and higher in life, and we will not stay the same level. Everyone say, brighter, more influenced, greater. John chapter 10 verse 10 say, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. You can see that our God is a God of overflowing, superabundance. He is a God of more than enough. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai. God wants to give you more and more, keep giving to you. You just need to keep walking by faith and keep doing the right thing in faithfulness. You may be in a limited environment right now that you cannot change by your own strength. But if you keep believing God, obeying God, God gonna set you free and take you to the next level. If you see lack, dysfunction, struggle, and addictions on a regular basis, it can become ingrained in you, in your mind, to where you think that that is the way it is supposed to be. The key is to not let the environment, the negative environment, the failure, or the negative thing get into your mind. You don't stay there. Don't let mediocrity become the norm of your life. Don't live with a small mentality. Don't water down your dreams, accepting less when you know God has created you for more, for brighter, for greater. Start believing bigger. Start taking steps of faith, stretching, growing, learning, practicing the Word of God, being faithful, seeking the kingdom of God first, serving Him, and never quit. Start living larger, and God will amaze you with His goodness. The Lord wants to give you bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter light in your life and through your life. Our God is the generous God. He is the more than enough God. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 to 25. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. You can see from this scripture that when we are living the life of faith, that we give our time, our money, our energy, talents, gifts to other people to be the blessing to other people, God is going to give us back more and more. God will multiply what we have. Our life will be stronger and more blessing to other people. I would like to encourage you, live a life of being a blessing to other people. Shine the light to help the dark world. And you're going to see God will give you more and more and more things that you can be the more blessing to other people. Job chapter 11 verses 14 to 19. If iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and would not let wickedness dwell in your tents, basically you repent and you don't live in the sinful way, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear, because you would forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away, and your life would be brighter than noonday. Wow, I'm standing in Thailand right now, and this is the summertime. Before I came here, I heard that it was so hot, very hot, and the sun is so strong, like a noonday, like so strong. Noonday in Thailand is so hot. The Bible says that your life will be brighter than noonday in Thailand. Wow, I like that. You're going to be so bright. Your life will be the blessing to many people because you repent of your sin, because you don't want to keep evil things in your life. Stop sinning. You want to follow God, serve God, and do the right thing for the kingdom of God. The Bible continued to say, though you were dark, were the past. You were dark in the past. You would be like the morning, and you would be secure. I like that. You would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. This is the promise of God. You're going to live in safety. You would also lie down and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor. You're going to see the favor of God in your life. All these promises are for you and me, the son and the daughter of God. Have the expectation your life will continue to get better in everything. Your righteous life, your character, your faith, you're going to have more favor. You're going to be the blessing to more people. Job 17:9, yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger. You like the word? More and more and more. And that is our destiny. Psalm 84 verses 5 to 7 say, what joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrim to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger. I like that word, stronger, bigger, brighter. In other words, God is going to get us higher and higher in everything. And we're going to be the blessing to more and more people. And each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. I read so many scriptures here to see that God has promised for our life that we can be a brighter light to the world. We can be stronger. We can be bigger in the things of God. We need to keep growing spiritually to become more like Jesus Christ. We should be faithful in doing the right thing for God. As we are faithful little things, He's going to add to us more, more and more things so that we can be the brighter light to the dark world. We should not stay the same level. We should keep going higher and higher in the things of God. We should have that expectation that we will not stay the same way all the days of our life. Expect to have more anointing, more wisdom, more grace, more favor, more influence. And we keep repenting. We keep doing the right thing. When God warns us something, we need to repent. We repent right away and we change right away. We should not be stubborn and prideful, but be humble to allow God to change us. Psalm 97 verses 10 to 11. You who love the Lord, do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, the Bible says, hate evil, hate the bad things, wrong things. He, God, preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous. God can shine the light on the righteous. People who believe in Jesus, repent of their sin and do the right thing, walk with God in trust and faith, and gladness for the upright in heart. again. In conclusion, God say He want us to be the light of the world, this dark world. He want us to be brighter and brighter, brighter than noonday in Thailand. We're going to be stronger. Our life will shine the light of God to people around us. Everywhere we go, people around us will be healed, will be delivered, will be blessed, will be strengthened, will be encouraged. Everywhere we go, people around us going to be helped by us. We are the helper. We are the encourager. We are the one who bring blessing to people. We are not the one who bring darkness and sadness and failure to people. God will use us in this generation to be the blessing to the people around us. Again, say with me, bigger, brighter, stronger, higher. Yes, that is our destination. That's where we are going. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can begin to see ourselves the way you see us, as living a bigger and better life. Help us, Lord, to get unstuck from our limit environment, our lack of faith, and not expecting anything better. We're going to expect better things in life, brighter things in life, because we have the great God, the superabundant, more than enough God. We are your children, Lord. You are the creator of the whole world. You produce light in the world, and you can shine your light into our life, and we can shine the brighter light into this dark world, Lord. We believe and declare that you have new horizons for us to explore, and a bigger life than we are now living. We believe, Father, we're all going to grow up spiritually to become like Jesus. We're going to have more anointing, more wisdom, more grace, more favor, and more understanding. Thank you, Lord. We will not stay the same way. And help us to believe in your word and practice your word. And we're going to walk by faith, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, I'm so glad you hear this word of encouragement from the scripture here. And listen to this teaching again and again until you believe that your life is going to be brighter and brighter. God bless you. Thank you so much. The Lord loves you so much.